This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Some protesters continue to defy curfews and demonstrations over the death of George Floyd could intensify over the weekend. On Thursday, however, mourners converged in Minneapolis, Minnesota to memorialize the man whose death under duress of a former police officer sparked international calls for justice. Meanwhile, three officers charged with being complicit in Floyd's death made their first court appearance. The Reverend Al Sharpton says Floyd's death is part of a 400-year pattern for blacks for the United States. As the service was underway, the hearing was held for the three now former officers charged with aiding and abetting former officer Derek Chauvin, who was charged with second-degree murder in Floyd's death. The three are each being held under $750,000 bond. There was a much lower law enforcement profile in the nation's capital as thousands of people marched from the White House to Lincoln Memorial to protest Floyd's death. Police had cleared the largely empty streets of cars just ahead of the demonstrators' path. As they walked, they passed a few small clusters of Drug Enforcement Agency agents. The troops in camouflage who are guarding the memorial withdrew inside as the people arrived for a rally that featured 8 minutes, 46 seconds of silence in Floyd's memory. Only a few uniformed police were present on the steps. The U.S. Senate is at an impasse over widely backed bills to designate lynching as a federal hate crime, and tempers boiled over Thursday in an emotional debate against a backdrop of widespread protest over police treatment of African Americans. Raw feelings were evident as Senator Rand Paul, who is single-handedly holding up the bill, sought changes as a condition of allowing it to pass. Senate's two black Democrats, Cory Booker of New Jersey and Kamala Harris, protested. This is VOA News. A state investigator is alleging that the white man accused of killing Ahmaud Arbery was heard saying a racist slur as he stood over the black man moments after hitting him with three shots from a pump-action shotgun. During a probable cause hearing, the investigator said Arbery was repeatedly boxed in by two pickup trucks as he desperately tried to escape. Special Agent Richard Dial says Travis McMichael then shot him in the chest, the hand, and the chest again during a struggle. The evidence challenges claims of self-defense during a citizen's arrest attempt and could factor into a federal hate crime investigation. A judge ruled there is enough evidence against the three defendants charged in the case to proceed to trial. More than 391,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally. That figure is more than 108,000 in the United States. There are more than 6.6 million confirmed infections worldwide and more than 1.8 million in the U.S. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the thousands of people protesting the death of George Floyd have a civic duty to be tested for the coronavirus. Cuomo is concerned that people packing in tightly for demonstrations could lead to more COVID-19 cases. Cuomo was particularly concerned about night mass demonstrations in New York City, which is poised to relax some economic restrictions. Fewer people in the state are being hospitalized for COVID-19, and the reported daily toll was 52 on Wednesday. That's compared to almost 800 at the peak of the outbreak. The Global Vaccine Summit, hosted virtually by Britain Thursday, raised $8.8 billion for routine vaccinations in some of the world's poorest countries. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced the figure at the end of a 3.5-hour online session, bringing together multiple world leaders amidst the current COVID-19 pandemic. Representatives of more than 50 countries, including 35 heads of state or government, participated to raise the funds at the Gavi Vaccine Alliance, a public-private global health partnership. China reported 5 new COVID-19 cases and 3 new asymptomatic infections for June 4th, and the National Health Commission said Friday all 5 of the new cases were imported, involving travelers from overseas. For June 3rd, China had reported 1 confirmed case and 4 asymptomatic cases. China does not count asymptomatic cases. People who test positive for the coronavirus but do not exhibit COVID-19 symptoms as confirmed infections. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.